Terms for soul. According to the research done by Helen Wright in her book, Your Divinity Revealed, she has a chapter which is chapter 6, and in there she discloses 28 different terms that Mary Baker Eddy uses in Science and Health as key words for God as soul, and 21 words which are used as opposites for the terms God as soul. Mary Baker Eddy uses these terms to describe and give a better understanding of what soul is as God. This gives a path to healing. However, one must keep in thought that the apparent symptom can be far from being the real cause of the problem. As Mary Baker Eddy states, the symptom shows up in the weakest part of one's body, or we could say their body is their total experience, and therefore it includes everything about oneself, all of their thoughts, all of their experiences, no matter what the topic is, whether it is a spouse or children, family, business, other relationships, business relationships, anything at all that is a part of one's experience is their body. Einstein states clearly that if one wants to solve a problem, they must deal on a higher level than where the problem was discovered. So arguing with the problem is not the solution. Often the solution to a problem will come when one's thought is completely away from the problem. In fact, that is more likely what occurs. The first term for soul that is listed in the group of 28 is the word balance. One may think of principle when they think of balance, but in reality, if one's vision is not based on spirit, it is not possible for one to have a balanced view of anything. And by balanced, it is hereby referred to as a view that is based on fact. In other words, from mind, which is intelligent and wisdom and knowing and creative activity and capacity and capability, action, functionality, all of these things must be considered in one's view of seeing. One of the definitions of God is that God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing. So if one wants to see correctly, then one would need to be utilizing the terms which represent mind that were just mentioned. One would also be looking at a spiritual viewpoint, which means that soul, which is sense, would be utilizing spiritual sense. The fourth term is principle, and of course that is one of the key words that represents balance. Principle is operating independent of a suggestion of outside material sense influence, and it is not subject to any kind of materiality. So it is always harmonious because it's operating on a basis of spirit. Life is the fifth term that represents God. And certainly if we're going to have balance, we need to have life in the activity. So any viewpoint needs to be a lively viewpoint, not a passive one. Truth is the sixth synonym for God. And truth means we have to be only looking at the facts, not any theory. So it has to be based on spirit. And of course, love is number seven. And love is nurturing all of the qualities of God coming to fulfillment. Love also represents plan and design. Principle represents system and structure. So both the system and structure and the plan and design need to permeate all of the other qualities of God if we want to have balance. The next term listed by Helen Wright is the word beauty. Now, beauty is going to be obvious when we have balance. There cannot be anything that is out of place in beauty. So our thought needs to be beautiful thoughts, no matter what it is of the topic that we are considering. The next word is changeless. Soul does not change because it is the spiritual viewpoint. And therefore, it is based on the facts of God. Spirit defines. Now, obviously, that is a very easy one to remember, because the only way we can define something is by having a spiritual viewpoint of the topic. One is looking based on a substance of theoretical matter. One cannot be able to define with any definition at all of accuracy, no matter what the topic is. Only the spiritual senses enable clear definition. And that includes not only seeing, but also hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. All of those have to be with a spiritual animus. Find is another word, and that means that we cannot find anything that is of truth unless we are utilizing the spiritual senses of soul. Freedom is another one. We are free when we know that our basis is spirit. Therefore, we are able to identify and define whatever the topic is from a spiritual viewpoint, and we are free from the encumberment of matter, which, of course, is a false theory, not fact. It is not real substance. It is a fake. It is a mirage. Govern is another word to define soul. And what I believe this means is that even though the action is from mind and the operation is from the system and structure of principle, we cannot govern any thought about anything unless it is from the standpoint of the identity of soul. In other words, the spiritual senses must be employed in order to get the correct viewpoint. Incorporeal is another word that describes soul, which means that to identify something, we cannot be trying to look at matter or any kind of a material base, but it needs to be something that is mental, incorporeal. Intact is another term. In other words, the identification is complete if we are utilizing spiritual sense. Joy is another one. We cannot be an old sourpuss if we are looking at spiritual senses to assess anything. Our vision would be a joyful one, for we are going forward with the confidence, knowing that God is in control. Whenever we are looking with the senses of soul, which are the spiritual senses, then we are going to see the benefits that come from the spiritual view. And we cannot help but be joyful about the entire experience. Mission is another word that relates to soul. We can be single-minded, focusing on only the facts of God, only on the path of truth, when we utilize spiritual senses. Names is another word, and of course that's part of identity. Perseverance is indicating that when we are on the path of truth and we're utilizing our spiritual senses, which is the only way to be on the path of truth, then we will, with confidence, be perseverant, knowing that we are being led by the spiritual senses in our pursuit of whatever the topic is. Resurrection is another term. And resurrection, of course, means being uplifted above anything that is less than the pure spiritual sense of soul. Spirit, as was mentioned in the treatment on spirit, automatically includes flawlessness, purity. So therefore, we are resurrecting our thought above any sense that is less than the flawless, perfect sense of spirit. Reverses is another term. And what does it do? It reverses the material sense so that we can see the spiritual sense. Rules is another one. And rules goes hand in hand with government, governing, guiding, because we can only have rules when we are basing our whole thought process on the facts of God, because then we are dealing with principle, and principle is the foundation for rules, as is mind. Salvation is another term to describe soul. Our salvation is dependent upon the spiritual viewpoint. Satisfies is another one, and this ties in with love, because love is completeness and certainly satisfies. And we can only be satisfied if we are looking at the spiritual viewpoint of whatever it is that is the topic at hand. Seed within is another term that Mary Baker Eddy uses. And the seed is within itself because it is based on spirit. Sinless is another term. That is based on spirit because spirit is flawless. There cannot be any sin in spirit, and there cannot be any sin in spiritual sense, which is soul. Spiritual understanding is another term, and what that means is that we are one step beyond just regular understanding because we are viewing everything from a spiritual sense. So therefore, we can cultivate spiritual understanding when we are utilizing the senses of soul. Star is a term related to soul. And we think of star as something that is emitting light. And that's exactly what happens when we are utilizing the senses of soul. We see the light. We see the correct view of whatever it is that we are pursuing. Unconfined is another one. Unconfined is telling us that there is no limit when we are utilizing spiritual sense. And the final one is wilderness. I believe what this refers to is that we are in a realm which is isolated from a material sense of things. We could think of the term nature, natural, having a closeness of a feeling with God. Looking at the words that represent terms that describe the opposite of soul, the first one is appetite. We certainly are not going to be attracted to a false material concept of appetite. It doesn't matter what the topic is, whether it is a personal relationship, any kind of a false sense of appetite is not going to be attractive to us, but we're going to recognize it and reject it. The same with the second one, which is body, a false sense of body. We're not going to be attracted to a physical relationship, but only a spiritual, mental, God-quality relationship with others. Bondage goes hand in hand with body, because if we are in a material sense of attraction, then we are in bondage. We are basically saying, okay, devil, here I am. Go ahead and do with me whatever you like. And we're totally passive instead of taking a stand for spirit. And this, of course, brings us to the next one, which is change. And real soul is changeless. It is invariable because it is based on spirit. So there is no change when we're talking about God. God is permanent. God is fixed. The next word is chemicalization. And that, again, is change. It is friction. It is comparing one material base with another one. And there's always friction when we're dealing with a material base. There is never harmony. Corporeal is another term, and of course that is the opposite of soul, because as was already indicated, incorporeal is a word for soul, so corporeal is definitely the opposite. Hypocrisy, that's what happens when we are involved in anything at all which is based on matter. Or let's say the theory of matter, because matter is not real, mortal mind is not real, so anything that is connected with that kind of a concept is false. It's a mirage. It's an incorrect viewpoint of reality. Lust is another one, and that goes with body, appetite, and bondage, which has already been discussed. Anytime we are letting our thoughts stray into a material base, we are involved in malpractice on the consciousness of God. For the only consciousness is the consciousness of God, and as a manifestation of the consciousness of God, we can only be having the Christ consciousness as our consciousness. Malpractice means bad practice. We're practicing entertaining thoughts which are ungodlike. Malice is another term that represents the opposite of soul. And of course, that is hate. So it's either love or it's something that is less than love, and anything less than love is hate. Mortality is another one, and again, that's thinking about a material sense of body. Oblivion, we are in oblivion whenever we are not considering a pure spiritual sense of soul, which is based on spirit, not matter or mortal mind. We are in oblivion. We are outside of the government of God when we consider anything unlike God. Pantheism, there's only one God, one mind. We can't be considering any dilution. Passion, that goes with these other terms of bondage and body and appetite and all of this kind of thing. Hypocrisy. The only energy that we should have directed is the energy directed toward the spiritual nature of God. Pleasures and pains are all based on a material sense of things, not on spirit. Senses refers to material senses, and they are unreal. Same with the next one, which is sin, and the next one, which is slavery, and the next one, which is suffering. In fact, that's the final one. That's word number 21. So all of these things are really directly connected, because it means that they are the opposite of the God nature, the opposite of the Christ consciousness, which is where our focus should be. Even though the number of words that are used to describe soul, as well as soul's opposite, are not the greatest number of the ones being used in science and health to describe God, they are very important, for they are the foundation on viewpoint. And of course, vision is the key to understanding anything about reality. Mary Baker Eddy states on page 465 that God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. There is nothing outside of those seven synonymous terms to describe the elements of God. The operators, just like math, has add, subtract, multiply, and divide to apply to the 10 digits. The science of divine metaphysics has four operators, which are called the four sides of the city, which are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. The Word is the facts about God. The Christ is the interpretation or translation of everything that we are faced with so that we can see the perfect man. Just like Jesus, no matter who he was looking at, whether it was a blind person or someone that had other problems, he saw the perfect man, and as a result of that was able to heal what was a viewpoint from a material sense and bring it in alignment with the true nature of God as expressed and manifested as the individual that was the topic at hand. Demonstration is Christianity, and that's the third part of this city four square. The first being God, which is the facts about God. The second is the translation or interpretation. The third, which is the demonstration of the perfection of man. And we utilize the facts about God and the proper translation and interpretation in order to make the demonstration become our experience. And once we have been successful and we're living the Christ consciousness, then we are in the fourth step, which is science. And that's with a capital S. It means that we are experiencing the perfect life of God as is natural for all of God's manifestation. As Mr. Rawson proved so many times, there is nothing but God. He has been able to bring about instantaneous healing by having the confidence in stating those few words, knowing the underlying basis for his conviction. God is all in all, meaning that God is all source and all manifestation. There is nothing but God, meaning that anything except a spiritual viewpoint is incorrect. For God is perfect, and therefore God's manifestation is perfect. Amen.